One has a new black garment and it got moist from dew. He left it outside and it doesn't look nice, but if you do want it, you're not allowed to shake it off. That's considered a type of libun, a type of cleaning it. It's only, if it's black and new, you can assume that you're makir, unless you're clearly not makir. Rubbings, a beggar that he got soaked in the rain. So also, if it's a new black garment, you're not allowed to shake it off to get the water off. It's even worse. But if it had a large amount of water and you're shaking it off very vigorously, that's also in any type of garment. That's the type of speech. So be careful not to just shake off even old garments in a vigorous fashion from water. If a garment fell on the ground in the summertime and things are drying and it's dusty, so if it deserves you to have dust on the garment, you're also not allowed to remove it. If you have a taina that it's a problem of Kavod Shabbos, so you should know that the biggest Kavod Shabbos is to be Shema Shabbos. So even though it doesn't look so nice, next time be more careful where you put your hat or whatever it is. If you have a goy, and since this thing of the dust and the machlekes, you can give the garment to the goy to take off the dust. Respect the mere lakum if you rely on the molding in sheets. It's very disturbing.